Pantanga Village Day was started by the Residents Association as a means of getting to know anybody and everybody. There was, and there still is, in the middle of the area of Daniels and Renwood and Wesleywood, a large open space which the Residents Association was determined should not be built on. So Village Day was created in the very early 70s, probably about 1971 or thereabouts. And it was organised by the Residents Association with people like Fred Milton, who was the chairman of the Residents Association, and the various organisations which existed at that time, the Scouts, the Guides, the Church, the Women's Institute, you name it, we had organisations in a typical village fashion. And the Village Day was always held in brilliant sunshine. In fact, I can remember only twice in how many years that it got rained off. But when it did, we just carried on until we got drowned. However, we used to have a number of organisations having their own stands. They paid a small fee and kept the profits themselves. They would keep fit with the very young ladies leaping up and down to great delight of the men. And the children were involved in all sorts of activities, particularly, of course, a tug of war, and there were the parents having a tug of war as well, which was always hilarious, as people kept joining to make things easier. I remember that at least one occasion we had a pony ride going along the length of the thing, and we always seemed to have a large coconut chai stall. Where the coconuts came from is anybody's guess, but two sacks full of coconuts used to be rapidly won by the children and the adults, and we used to have to fetch the balls sometimes from the gardens in the back of the surroundings. There would always be sort of catering, hot dogs and so on. And after a while, the Residents Association seemed to lose steam, so the church took it over. And we remember that most of the activities then were organised through the church. We had the wonderful opportunity with our curate, team vicar as he was then, Mike Burke, who ended up as being Bishop of Wolverhampton before he retired. One of our church members, a good engineer, created a mechanical tipping device. We had Mike Burke laying on the mattress on this tipping device, and we had to throw wet sponges at him, and somehow or another, I've no idea how, if we hit the right spot, it would tip him out of the bed that he was laying on, which was nice and comfortable for him until he got thrown onto the floor. Other activities included, of course, throwing wet sponges at people. And we had all sorts of sideshows. Kill the rat, that is a tube down which you slide a wooden block, and you have to have good reactions to be able to hit it before it hits the ground. So that was a great fun. I remember that at one time we had this sideshow where you roll a ball down and you try to score a particular number of scores. It must have been a very hot, sunny morning. I was wearing a yellow T-shirt, and I got completely bombarded by flies. I didn't know until then that flies are attracted to the yellow colour. Went home, changed my T-shirt, and I noticed in the afternoon the flies were attracted to the other end of the device, which were painted yellow. Very unusual sort of phenomenon. But it taught me something about what flies do. The activities continued on for a number of years, with the church taking it over completely, running the tea stall. We bought a large tent so that we could sell the teas and coffees from there. And we had to, if you like, borrow electricity and water from one of our church members who was right adjacent to the site, which was very convenient, but it was a bit worrying when we had to go into his garden and find where the water pipe was. The various church members gradually took over many of the stalls. I remember the plant stall was always very popular. People brought books and they sold those. And in the end, the money which was raised, the profit, if you like, was given back to the residents as a gift, because it was a non-profit activity for the church. It was purely outreach for the community by the church members. And that continued on for a number of years until the penultimate minister decided, no, it wasn't really the scene for our church. And so he literally pulled the plug on it almost instantaneously. I've built a large screen on the back of the garages. We had a trestle which we made up. People gave some of their old crockery, and we had to have a go at smashing the crockery. And at the end of the day, we must have had almost a lorry load of broken crockery at the end of the day. It had to stop when the bore started going over the top of the garages. But for a number of years, that was perhaps the most popular sideshow that we had, because everybody likes smashing crocks, all the plates and the cups and things like that. So it went on for over 20 years, 25 years or thereabouts. Seemingly always on the final of Wimbledon, because some people who are church members would never come because they were watching the finals of Wimbledon. End of June. As soon as July was over in September, then we were beginning to think about what should we do next year. Right. And we then had to persuade all those voluntary organisations which were there, the WI and so on, to make sure that they would join in. And the school used to get involved as well. We used to borrow equipment from them, etc., and hire the sideshows from Digswell Village Church. We always had the ice cream man there, of course, sitting on the side, and I think all that we got from him was, say, maybe £10. We had the fire engine used to come, which was great fun, apart from one year when they had to rush off to a fire. And so they literally were going off with their blues and twos, as they call it, red, which of course the children love, but until then they'd been climbing all over it and putting the fireman's hat on. I believe we might even have had a small grant from the council. They were quite interested in supporting Pandang as being a separate village. Certainly it was in those days, because we were cut off from the rest of the town by the lagoon and so on. We always considered ourselves to be remote from Welwyn Garden City. No shop or anything like that in the earliest days. So that, I think, helped to cement the fellowship that you get in these sort of small communities. And then we'd have parties, of course, afterwards.
Yes.
Barbecues and things like that. And so they've now got various bits of play equipment on that green, but it is still the village green.